Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Woo! Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further. Amen.
If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet, right here in your presence.
Somebody come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press
in your presence,
in your
behold the beauty of your face.
Of your
if
face,
I can just press in your presence,
in your
and never leave this place
never
again.
This
if I can just press in your presence,
in your
and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole.
Still believe.
I will just lay at your feet, but I will be whole.
I still believe.
I will just praise at your feet.
Well, glory to God. Bless his holy name, for God is good. I will press into his presence. The more you press into his presence, the more you believe, the more you praise at his feet, you'll be in his presence. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I'm here tonight excited about what God is doing in our lives. I'm going to play a couple more minutes of the praise, and I will be right back. God bless you.
Call me your own. So Lord, I give you me.
Soul. Will you give it all to Jesus? Will you give all of you to the Lord so that he can take away the you and put his spirit inside of you? Are you willing to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done? Are you willing? Are you willing to say, have your way, Lord? Well, God bless you this evening. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I am here, and I am excited about you. I'm excited about what God is doing in our lives. Yes, yes, yes. Well, this is the first Sunday of the month of October, and there has been a change in our program. So we just bless you for tuning in and being faithful to God, that you are hungry and thirsty for the word of God. Well, I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer, and I just, again, I honor God for you. God bless you. Well, thank you, Father, for the line that you've given, Lord God. Thank you for the Blog Talk Radio. Father, we just ask you right now that you would keep us covered in the blood of Jesus, that you would allow us, Lord God, to do your will and not our will. Father God, as we press in to the more, to the King's highway, Lord God, that you would come, Lord God, and you would overshadow us with your presence, that you would keep us, God, in the hollow of your care. Father, we just bless you tonight. We bless your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord God. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that besides you, God, there is no other. For truly, Lord God, we want more of you. For truly, Lord God, we want what you want. For truly, Lord God, we ask you to open the ear gates of those that are on the line. Father God, give us revelation knowledge, God. Give us, Lord, what we stand in need of. And Father, I just ask you right now that you would go before us, Lord God, that we would, Lord God, follow your lead. Not man lead, but your lead, Lord God. And Father, we just gratify and grateful, Lord God, for you. We gratify in who you are. We're satisfied. Father, we just love on you this evening. We adore you. We bless you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, thank you for who you are in our lives. So right now, God, we just ask you to lead, God, and direct us. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Well, tonight, we're going to be talking about how great is our God. How great is our God? I'm going to ask you to turn to Psalms 14. We're going to start at 14, verse 1 through 7. That's chapter 14, verse 1 through 7. Glory to your name, Jesus. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Listen to that. There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside, and they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? I call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear. Excuse me. For God is in the generation of the righteous. Ramakusha. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Well, this evening, I've been blessed to entitle this teaching on how great is our God. How great is our God? There have been many great men that have been in this world. And these men might have had a lot of knowledge. I mean, they invented wheels and the telephone, cars, computers, etc. They have invented things that we, as a civilization, that we think that we need. But let me tell you a little secret this evening. In the beginning of creation was the Word. And I want you to go with me on this. In the beginning of creation was the Word. This Word, listen, became flesh. And this flesh died for our sins. And this same Word was in the beginning with God. I mean, according to John 1 and 3, all things were made by him. And without him, Ramah, capital H-I-M, was not anything made. In the beginning, now this is according to the Word of God, Genesis 1 and 1, God created the heavens and the earth. God took nothing. He took nothing. And he made something out of it. Can you take something from nothing? Or can you take nothing from something? According to John 1 and 3, as I said, all things were made by him. And without him, nothing was made. But the one who made everything there was to make came down to where I am. And he walked on the same ground that I am on. And when I think about God, when I think about him taking nothing and making it into something, Jesus, when I think about God taking nothing and making something, I think about my life. I think about my life. I think about my life. How God took a wretched person who was on their way to hell and set me free from the bondage that I was in. He turned my whole life around. Jesus, how great is our God? How great is our God this afternoon, this evening? How great is our God? He's a great God. When he can take nothing and make something. When he can take a life and turn that life around and free you up from bondage. That's the kind of God that we serve. My God is a great God. And when you think about what he did in your life, when you think about how he took you and brought you into another place, out of bondage. You know, just taking clay and molding clay. It's something else when you think about that he took nothing, absolutely nothing, and made something. You know we got a great God. You know we have a great God. And it's really a blessing to know how great is our God. How great is our God? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, who invented, think about this, who invented the light bulb? We all know. Thomas Jefferson. Who spoke light into existence? Shatarabu. Who spoke light into existence? God. But who did he speak it through? Through whom did he speak light into existence? Jesus. Man might not have made the well, but without water. Thank you, Jesus. The well would be dry. Who made the water? How great is our God? How great is our God? Psalms 14:1 says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. And I'm going somewhere with this. Madeline Murray O'Hare. And we're going to be doing some things with that situation. Said in her heart that there was no God. And she came against prayer in the public schools. She said there was no God. Now that she is dead and gone, I promise you, she says, there is a God. Now, how can this world we live in say there is no God and go out at night and look at the stars and go out at night and look at the moon? How did they get there? You know, in our fellowship on yesterday, the empowerment that Kingdom Builders does once a month. At this empowerment, a young woman spoke, and she talked about awakening. How did they get there? How did we get to a place that we let our young people just become lethargic? How do we get there that we allow the streets to raise our children? How did we get there? How did we get there? You know, some people believe in the Big Bang Theory, but I believe in the Big God Theory. You know, Psalm 14:2 says, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that understood and seeked God." Now, do we understand? Do we? Is there any that did understand and seek God? You know, the Bible tells me when I seek God that I'll find him. And according to Hosea, the Word of God says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." A lack of knowledge. My people, Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed." Now, who people? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because what? Because thou have rejected knowledge. God said, "I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also," listen to this here, "I will also forget thou children." Jesus. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. And then let me give you another scripture. Psalms 14:4. Psalms 14:4 says, "All have the workers. Have all the workers of iniquity, no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread." Listen to that. Jesus. Psalms 14:4. You know, have all the workers of iniquity, no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread. And it didn't stop there. It said, "And call not upon the Lord." I want you to look closely at Psalms 5:14-5. Closely. "There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous." God is in the generation of the righteous. Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." How great is our God? Dream. I dreamed I knew Jesus was there. I dreamed that I was in a yard, and it was a few people with me, and we were coming out of our house, and I remember specifically going down the steps, and we were in the yard praising God. and the Spirit of the Lord was falling. And I started to take off running. But I stopped. And I started to rock back and forth. And I was singing. I was singing. How great is our God. I put my hands in the air and I began to praise God. And the Holy Spirit came upon me in such a great way. When we praise God, God will move. When we praise Him, He'll show up. How great is our God.
Thank you.
our God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, how great is our God? Is God looking down from heaven to see? If anyone does understand and seek God, and we as Christians, believers, are we being destroyed for a lack of knowledge? When we have a lack of knowledge, it affects our children. How great is our God? Are we acting like he's great? Or do we doubt and not trust God? I just want to tell you this evening, we have one of two destinations. And I want you to turn to Galatians 6. And we're going to read verse 7 and 8. Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, and it reads, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Now that's something to think about. What are you sowing into? Who are you sowing into? You know, are you sowing just into you? Or are you sowing into God? Are you sowing into God's vision? Are you sowing into God's purpose? You know, Paul is sowing in the Spirit. Okay, we're going to read verse 9. I'm jumping a little bit ahead of myself. But verse 9 talks about, "And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we will reap if we faint not." Paul was sowing in the Spirit. In God's time, what he has spoken will happen. So do not lose heart. Just know how great is your God. Do you have a need this morning? This afternoon? This evening? This night? Whatever the time may be where you are, I encourage you to begin to just praise God. Begin to just provoke his presence. Because our God is a great God. Our God can provide and fulfill all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So we have everything in God. Because he's great. And because he said that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things shall be added. So we have to seek his righteousness. And what is his righteousness? The word is in the word. In his presence, revelation comes. So if we're not seeking his presence, if we're not seeking the word, if we're not going to prayer, if we're not having prayer, if we're not being in his presence, how could we know what his righteousness is? It is through Jesus' righteousness that we're able to even embrace the righteousness of God. But in the Bible, when God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the earth, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the water, and God said, "Let there be light." The light came on. That's the same way it is when we get into his word and when we get into his presence. A light will come on that you will begin to understand some things. You will begin to get revelation. You will begin to see a light that will hit your eyes. And do you know how fast this light just hit your eyes, a beam of light? 186,000 miles a second, God created light to go that fast simply by saying the word, "Let there be light," and boom, light shot out of God's mouth. Now, that's the same way that knowledge and understanding can come. Boom, just that quick, you can get it. But you have to want it. And you have to get in your word for yourself. And God will send others to give you confirmation. Sometimes we listen to the man and woman of God, and we don't seek God for ourselves. And we get tossed this way and that way, especially if they fall. Especially if they quit. But we need to seek God for ourselves. We need to seek his presence for ourselves. We need to understand some things about God. But how can we, when we don't even seek him? How can we, when we don't even seek his presence? Do we really want to know him? Do we really want to understand him? Do we really want to get revelation? Did you know that light is like a yardstick? When it comes to measuring large distance of God's world is so big that when scientists try to measure it in miles, they go insane. Oh, yes, do the research. Measuring God's world in miles would be like measuring the height of a church steeple using a stick that's a fourth long. Does anyone just happen to get the revelation? I am just encouraged tonight how great our God is. Just how great our God is. That when you think about light moving that fast and God speaking and it happening. Let me just talk about this and then we're going to get ready to end the broadcast. Do you remember from middle school when a light year, what a light year is? What the distance that's travel, the light travel in 1 year and how far it is? Do anyone remember that? Now, are you ready for this? I want to share this with you. A light year is 186,000 miles a second times 60 seconds times 60 minutes, it equals a light hour. Times 24 hours, a light day. Times 365 days, that's a light year. Now, does anyone have a calculator? Okay, well, let me just say this to you. That's 5,888 trillion miles a year. That distance that light travel in a year's time. In 1 year time. How far is that? Does anyone know? Are you, listen to this. A light year that we just talked about, 5,888 trillion miles, looks like from here that we can't even imagine it. All those miles in light year. That's the measuring stick scientists use to measure God's universe. Guess what? They couldn't do it. Now let's use an example that you know that when you look up on a clear night in the sky and you see a band of tiny stars going across the sky about this thick, not thick at all, but those are the light, those are the stars of the Milky Way galaxy. But here's the really good thing. When we see them, we're not looking at the Milky Way galaxy from the outside. We're looking at it from the inside. And we are in the Milky Way galaxy right now. It's not one light year across. It's not 10 light years across. It's not 100, 1,000, or even 10,000 light years across. But the Milky Way galaxy in which we live, are you ready for this? It's 100,000 light years across. So that means that it will be 5,888 trillion times 100,000. And scientists made an estimation that God made 300 billion stars like our sun in our galaxy alone. And get this, our galaxy is only one of billions of galaxies. Ours is only one of billions that God has made. How great is our God? Is God big enough to handle our prayers? Let me tell you about four stars. The first one is the only star in our little eight-planet solar system. Who can tell me what it is? The sun, that's right, the sun. The sun is one of the billion of stars that God breathed out of his mouth. Why do I say that? Because that's what the Bible says. And you can turn to the scriptures and look at the first one in Psalms 33, 4 through 6. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the words of the Lord were the heavens made. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Listen to that. Their starry host, by the breath of his mouth. Don't you love that image? Think about it. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. God is the great star breather. I like to say it like that. Our star, the one that keeps our little world going, is 93 billion miles away from us. Pretty close by the universe standard. But it takes light only 8 minutes to reach us from the sun. Again, 186,000 miles a second. So when you look up at the sun, isn't it amazing that you can only look at the sun for a split second? And even though it's 93 million miles away, you can only look at the sun a split second. And you're seeing light that shout out of its core 8 minutes alone. How great is our God? We serve a big God. And I want you to think about how big the sun is, our sun. Here's one way to look at it. Imagine if the earth was the size of a golf ball. And I know that's kind of hard to do, but I know that the earth seemed to be just so big to us. But I mean, if we go out to the lake, to the waters, and it seems so big, and raise our hands, if you ever been, like, say, to see the Rocky Mountains, or you experience the Grand Canyon, wow, it's huge. But try to imagine that the earth was the size of a golf ball. That would be easier if we actually had an earth the size of a golf ball. Does anyone have an earth that's the size of a golf ball? For the rest of this word that I'm telling you tonight, this golf ball is going to represent the earth. And you'll be able to find Pennsylvania. You can see Erie, and you can see the church and schools and cities and states all in this little bitty earth. How great is our God? Now, the size of the earth, our sun, now get ready for this, is 15 feet in diameter. Now imagine that. A 15-foot sun. And put the golf ball in your mind next to that sun. The sun is big. It's so big, you can put 960,000 Earths inside of the sun. The sun is a massive star, and it's just one of hundreds of billions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy alone. Our God, he breathed out of his mouth. Our God is big. He breathed out of his mouth the heavens when he spoke. You haven't seen nothing yet. And I promise you that these four stars that I said in the beginning that I was going to talk about, they're huge compared to the earth. And I can go deeper with this word, but I just want you to imagine how great is our God. He's a big God. He's a huge God. And I don't want you to make him a small God, because God is big. He's big enough to handle any situation that life throws at us, any problems that life throws at us. God may not always change our circumstances, because listen, he didn't for Jesus on the cross outside of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. But God may not always change our circumstances. There may be crosses that we have to bear right up in here, just like Jesus did. But God will always hold us together through that cross and bring us through to the other side. For every cross, there's a victory. And for every cross, there's a manifestation of his glory. Because God is so big and so huge that he allow us to go through so he can get some glory out of our lives. So that we'll open our mouth just like Jesus did, just like God did, and said, let there be. And there was. So I want to encourage you tonight. Go out and look at the stars. Go out and look at the planet. Go out and look at the universe. Over our planet, look at Venus and Saturn and Mars and all the rest. And know that God made it all. That God rules it all. So we're going to take our minds and we're going to understand that we serve a good God. We serve a big God. We serve a great God. And we do not worship a tiny God. But we serve a huge, great God. And in closing, I'm going to read this one scripture, Isaiah 41, 25 through 31. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One. Lift your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these. He who brings out the starry host one by one and call them each by name. Because of his great powers and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do we say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth. I will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like an eagle. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not faint, says the Lord. Jesus, I encourage you to be encouraged. It doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what situation you have to deal with. But what matters is we worship a great God. Every situation that we go through, we can let it make us better, or we can allow it to make us bitter. The choice is yours. The choice is mine. So we have to understand all things, not just some things, but all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Do you love him today? It's going to work together for your good if you won't get weary, if you don't get weary in well-doing, if you forget about you. Forget about she hurt you, he hurt you, they hurt you. Forget about the king you. Forget about king I. Think about God being a great God. Think about God created everything that we need. God is a great God. For there is none like him. Is he a great God to you? Is he a huge, big, great God to you? When he said, let there be light, and there was light, can you imagine that? I just love him. I love talking about him. I love talking about how he take things and make things out of nothing. I mean, he literally took nothing and made something. It's an awesome thing to know that you can look up at the skies and you can see that he made it by speaking it. And that's the same thing that we do. We speak it. And it become established. So we have to understand that we're just like our Father. That when we speak a thing, that it shall be established. So in closing tonight, I just want to say to you, just know that there is nothing too hard for him. Don't get weary in well-doing, but in due season, you'll reap if you faint not. We don't worship a tiny God, a teeny God. We're the tiny ones, you and I, on this little tiny planet. But though we're small, we are each marked with God's seal. For the glue that holds us together is a cross. The glue that keeps us stable is the Word of God. When we apply the Word, we can forgive. When we apply the word, we can know that we need to be set free. We can lay hands on ourselves and get our healing. We can lay hands on our minds and be set free. So I just bless you this evening. And I just say to you, just know that we serve a great God. Our God is great. Our God is huge. And all things are possible if we only believe. There's no failure in our God. There's no lack in our God. There's no shortcoming in our God. There's no mistakes in our God. There's no thing that our God can't do, because he's everything. He took something from nothing and made us. He can handle our prayer. We can't ask for too much. And in the beginning, when he created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and empty and dark, darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of the God came and hovered over the water. And God said, let there be light. And guess what? There was light. Hallelujah. We serve a great God. A great God. A great God. A great God. God is a great star breather. As I said earlier, he created the heavens. He created everything in the heavens. He created the stars, the moon, the sun, the galaxy, the Milky Way, the Grand Canyon. He created it all. We serve a God that created everything. Ha! Glory to his name. Well, our God is big. And no matter what we go through, if he's your father, you're keeping his commandments. You got peace with your salvation. He's your father. From the heavens, the Lord looked down. And he sees all mankind from his dwelling place. watch all who live on earth. He who formed the heart of all, who considered everything they do. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver us from death and to keep them alive from phantom. We wait and hope for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust his holy name. And may your unfailing love rest upon God, our Lord, even as we put our hope in him. For God says, no matter what we're going through, he said, I'm with you, and I'll hold you together. No matter what the doctor tells you, no matter what the police tell you, no matter what the company tells you, he said, I'll hold you together. He said, I'll be with you. I'll be your God. And how do you know this is true? How do we know that God knows us as individuals and will hold us together through hard times? We know that this is true by, instead of looking at the big works of God, by looking at the tiniest works of God, the small things in detail. And if we probe deep enough into the human body, down to the molecule level, we will find a little proton, a molecule called a lamin. And we'll look at it and we'll see that the scientists call a cell, call an adhesive cell. This cell enables all the cells to and the mind to stick together. And without that cell, the mind will fall apart. We'll be like concrete without bars, rebar. That cell is the glue that keeps the body together. God knew that we would need that cell. I'm encouraged to know that when I study the body, that I can hear what God is doing. I can see how he keep us together with the little small things. See, sometimes we look for the big things. Look for the cell, the lamin, L-A-M-I-N-I-N. It's a cell they call the glue that keep the molecules together. The glue of the human body. You're not impressed? Well, you might be when you see a picture of what that cell look like. It's the glue protein that God used to hold our bodies together. It will blow you away when you look at it through a microscope. And if you straighten everything out, that cell, it looks just like a cross. That adhesive molecule in our body is a protein that looks just like a cross, and it holds us together. God made the glue that will hold all things together in our body, literally, in the shape of a cross of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He could have chosen any shape, but he chose that cell to look like a cross. Now check out this verse, and then I'm going to end the broadcast. In Colossians 1, and Paul was talking here, but Paul described who Jesus is. It's the second scripture on the page. Colossians 15 and 17. He, talking about Jesus, is the image of the individual God, invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, with thrones and powers or rulers or authority. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things are held together. How amazing is that? So maybe you're going through one of the toughest times in your life right now. But how do you know that God is going to hold things together? You know, because the God of the universe, the star breather, the Lord over billions and billions of galaxies, he cares enough about you and I as an individual to put millions and millions of microscopes and microscopic cross in the center of your life to hold you together right now. God may not always change our circumstances, but I'll tell you one thing. God will hold us together through the cross and bring us through on the other side. Embrace that word. Embrace that word and know that if you don't grow weary in well-doing, that you'll weep. You'll reap. You'll reap. You will reap if you faint not. You're going to reap the harvest. You can shout right now. You can shout right now. Because guess what? My soul seeks to please him. My soul seeks to please him. And I encourage you, seek to please the Father. And don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. For God is an awesome God. Well, Father, we thank you for the day. And we just ask you to keep us near the cross. Keep our minds together. Keep us stuck together, God, with your word. Keep us stuck together with the blood of Jesus. As we seek to please you, Father. As we seek to do your will. As we seek to do what you have ordained us to do, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to your name. Well, before we end the broadcast, I just want to make a brief announcement. For God has mandated us to do a petition concerning prayer. We want prayer back into our schools. So we have started this petition here in the city of Chicago, Illinois, and in Indiana, Gary, Indiana. And we're going to push this petition from state to state. We need your help. We need your support. We need you to sow into the vision. We're going to take these petitions, and we're going to take them to our senators, to our congressmen, and we're going to take signed signatures, valid signatures, to the White House. Our children's rights have been violated, that they're not able to communicate with the Father in the course of their day. We want you to sow into what we're doing. You can go to our website, you can click on the donation tab, and you can sow into the vision of this prayer petition. And in April of 2013, we're going to take it to the White House. And we're seeking as many signatures as we can get. Together we can do this. It was one woman that the enemy used to take it out of the schools. It can take one petition to bring it back. Let your voice be heard. Sow into what we're doing. Because we need to set up vendor posters. We need to print these petitions out. We need to get volunteers to be on at grocery stores and at churches and at different locations to get these signatures. So we need your financial support. We need your physical support. We need your prayers. Because we're going to press this thing. We're going to see something happen with it. And I just want you to pray the prayer of faith that we'll be the one that God used. That we'll be the one that as we seek him, that he'll give us direction. Because our children need prayer back in their schools. Our children are going through. And we're sitting back and we're watching it happen. When they can take time and pray and it leads the course of their day. It's time to be angry. It's time to move forward. It's time to move together. So this is a mandate. And it's starting right here. So again, I encourage you to sow into what we're doing. So that we can do this together. And again, you can go to our website. You can sew in through the website, or you can send the donation in the mail. You can go to our website, get our address. You can give us a call. We take MasterCard, Visa. We're trying to make this happen, and we need your help. Because God has ordained it. And God, we trust, is on our money. Our country stands for God. But yet our children can't pray. One nation under God, but yet our children can't pray in the schools. We give the government our money to manage, but they tell us our children can't pray in the schools. The devil is a liar, and it's time to raise up. It's time to speak. It's time for our voices to be heard so our children can be saved. Our future. You know, I read the scripture. I was talking about in the Word that when we don't obey God, he said, when we don't teach our children to obey God, he talked about how he'll hold back on our children. We don't want God to hold back on our children. No. He said the children are is our inheritance. It's time to stand up. It's time to speak. It's time to sow into our children, prayer life. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we want to encourage you. We do need your support. We're going to be doing banners. We're going to be doing brochures. We're going to do a lot of printing, and it costs to print. We need printers. We need ink. We need paper. We need these things, and we need you to sew, and we need you to take a petition, and we need you to collect signatures. We'll mail your signature. We'll mail it to you. You can go on the internet. You can print it. It's going to be there, and we're going to be massive about this thing. So, I want to encourage you, join in with us so we can get this done. It's God's business. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I'm excited about being on the wall for God. I'm excited about it. Keep us in your prayers, because even this week, as we were coming out of a fast, I was driving, and the brakes went out on my truck. And the truck wouldn't stop. But God is so awesome. Because the enemy tried to take me out. But God had an angel. The car that I hit looked like my truck was all in that car. But do you know, when I backed my car out of that car, my truck out of that car, it did not have a dent in it. Just some paint. A couple little pieces of paint had fell off. But God, thank you, Jesus. I got so many testimonies. But again, keep us in your prayers as we move forward in what God is telling us to do. We need you to just pray about sowing into us monthly, so that we can keep the vision going. We need your support. We need to stay on internet radio. We need to keep the website going. We need to keep the monthly empowerment going. We need your help. Everything is kind of behind, and we just encourage you to just join in with us so we can stay on the wall with the things God has ordained us to do. again, we're going to end the broadcast, and I thank everyone that tuned in tonight. And go tell somebody about the prayer petition. Give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to mail you out information so you can go and collect some signatures so we can get prayer back into our schools. Yes, back into our schools for our children to have a relationship with God. Amen. Well, in closing, just keep seeking him. Just keep telling him. My soul seeks to please him. I bless you.
I don't know about y'all tonight, but I gotta say this right here. My soul, it seeks to please him. Keep going.